Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're profiling some of the bigger races in the upcoming election, and this morning our focus is on the race for mayor in North Tonawanda. Tom Krantz is on the WBEN live line. He's the former police chief in North Tonawanda. Tom, good morning. Why do you want to be mayor?
Well, good morning. So I guess in a word, affordability. So it's kind of tough to tackle affordability if you don't know where your money's going. And I'm not sure if everyone's aware, but in 2020, there was an audit done by the state comptroller's office. In that audit, there were 10 recommendations. And then again, in August of 2024, they came in, from August to November of 24, they came in to evaluate where we were on those recommendations. Well, 6 have not been implemented. 3 were partially implemented. And 1 wasn't applicable because it had already prior bet it had been done, which was the fund balance policy, which had been addressed in 2017. So none of these things have been implemented, and it creates a little bit of issue knowing where our money is. So the financial data as of November 5th, 2024, in the accounting records were incomplete. The numbers were often, the revenues were overestimated, the expenditures were underestimated, inaccurate budget figures. And the auditor could not determine the accuracy of the city's cash flow because there were significant outstanding unreconciled bank records for 2023. And no bank reconciliation performed in 2024. So it's kind of tough for the council to verify what the records are and do their job. So, I mean, he can designate authority, but he cannot designate responsibility. And he's responsible for all of these different recommendations not being implemented. So where is our money? Is he lying? Is he under... incompetence, I'm not sure. But the fact is that what he says we have money-wise and what the comptroller is saying we're at financially are nowhere near the same.
Well, Tom, North Tonawanda in the past few years has been described by a lot of people as on the rise again. It's a little bit of a hot spot. You've got some major redevelopment projects at the Riviera Theater drawing some people, new businesses in the downtown area. How would you characterize the growth of North Tonawanda in the past few years, and where do you want to see it go in the next 4?
Well, I mean, all of this started in the early 2000s, and it now is coming to fruition. We had a little bit of a setback 2019-20, obviously, because of COVID, but everything's kind of coming to fruition now. But this has been an ongoing project for North Tonawanda for many, many years, many administrations, and certainly we want to keep all of that going. But we also have to look at the infrastructure of the city outside of the downtown area. There's other parts of the city that are falling apart, and we need to address those also.
The battle over DigiHost and its future, what would you do about it?
Well, I have to look at everything as far as the contracts and all that kind of stuff, but I think we're going to have to do some type of negotiation with Forestar probably to get them to I mean, the biggest issue is the noise, and it's certainly a significant issue when I'm going door to door. So we're going to have to try and work with them. And I don't know that attacking them with noise ordinances and things like that is the way to go. They're too big a company. They're not going to be afraid of us in that regard.
Well, you mentioned the biggest issue being noise. Energy also seems to be an issue. They're going to be using a lot of it. They have different ideas of what they want to do. Residents concerned about the idea of nuclear being used there. But meanwhile, we're all paying more for our electric bill. Do you think that's going to be a big problem in the coming couple of years?
Well, if Albany's policies are making us go all electric, it certainly will be.
Well, on that point with DigiHost, if the law enacted earlier this year, was it strong enough to prohibit construction, installation, operation of a nuclear reactor within the city?
Is it strong enough? I was not involved in that, so I really don't have an answer for that. I don't even know if that's feasible at this point, the nuclear stuff. I'm hearing different things. But certainly I don't believe we want nuclear in the city of North Tonawanda.
You mentioned that you want to see some of the development and life being breathed into other areas of the city. What area would get your first attention?
Well, we have a little bit of a crime issue in the lower avenues and Oliver Street. I think that needs to be cleaned up. I think we have to really go after the absentee landlords, make sure their buildings and everything are up to code and they're not just sitting, you know, on their wallets collecting a paycheck. We've got to get that cleaned up so that the people who have been living there for years and years and take care of their properties, you know, we force the landlords to take care of theirs also so their values go up. We've got aging sewer problems, roads, and a lot of it's being addressed, and it's addressed on a yearly basis, but I think more attention needs to be, you know, diverted towards those.
Well, Tom, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, well, thank you for having me.
It's Tom Krantz. He's running for mayor in the city of North Tonawanda.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.